Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, all you sports V's out there? I'm V's of the Radio Land. You know what time it is. It's another exciting hour of Aspen's V Sports here on V's After Dark Radio. I am, of course, the man himself, James Acevedo, hosting this Anything Goes Sports Talk Radio Show extravaganza, the quickest hour in sports talk you ever hear. And I'm with my lovely co-host, CEO of V's After Dark Radio, the one and only Ms. V, the Toy Lady. And hello, my darling.
What's up?
Yes, sir.
I thought you was supposed to be on a date tonight.
What's that?
I thought you had a date tonight.
No. Not yet. As far as I know, no. I would have been. It actually should have happened last week, but anyone that would figure out, well, what the hell is he talking about? I could share this because we talked about this. I still haven't had that that date with Naomi yet. I've won from her yearly March Madness contest. She's been very busy. She actually has been doing this campaign for her cosmetics that she has out
there. Yeah, and I'm hoping she brings some on the ship. I'm hoping she brings some.
Yeah. Well, trust me. Knowing her, she will. Knowing her, she will. It's a smart thing to do. It's called KISS. It's an acronym for, I think it's keeping it
Keeping it sexy, simple,
or something like that. Keeping it simple and sexy, or something like that.
It's her motto that she always uses.
And that's usually going back to where, because Ms. V kind of had that saying in a way, a little different when Ms. V says it. You say it how?
I have classy sexy.
You have classy sexy, and she says she always
and
says keep
says,
it sexy.
Keep it sexy. Keep it, I'll have to look.
Usually on the air, she says, keep it sexy.
Yeah.
But the cosmetics that she has out, there's another S because it's an acronym for KISS. Keeping it simple and sexy, something like that. Something like that in that order. But
I'll have to look it up eventually,
because I know she Periscoped last week. That's why I haven't really texted her, because I was like, okay, because she was saying that she's going to be in Chicago doing these things, so I respect her priorities that she has to do.
Well, she's from Chicago. Maybe I need to go do a train by.
But hey, eventually it will happen.
I have been known to pop up in the city that she's in, so that won't be unusual. I know people like, really? You're going to just pop up on her and she... I'm from Chicago. It's not unusual.
It's not unusual. It's like the Tom Jones song. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Not
a lot of
people
thought you were a black guy. He just sounded like a black guy. Tom Jones. Everybody remembers Tom Jones. Google him.
All you gotta do. The Carlton.
Listen.
The Carlton. If you know how to do the Carlton, you know about Tom Jones.
There you go. Actually, that's a good, perfect comparison. There you go, because Carlton used to dance to that when he did the Carlton. Yes, Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Yeah, very good. Yep. Who now is hosting America's Funniest Videos? So he's
no,
actually bouncing back a little bit.
No, I thought Curtis was doing American Studios. What's his name?
You talking about that older guy?
He ain't really old. I mean, no, it's a black guy.
Carlton's doing
Cruz.
The American Studios. Well,
no,
I thought
Terry Crews was doing it.
No, the one that's doing America's Funniest Videos now is, I forgot his real name. But I go back, remember him on Silver Spoons back in the day. An old TV show.
Yeah. I know about that.
An old 80s Silver Spoons. He was Ricky's friend, best friend, I think, if I remember.
Yeah, but if anybody knows, that he actually was good friends with Michael Jackson also.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Huh?
Remember?
Yes. like what's his name? The dude, the
Emmanuel
kid that
Lewis
did Home Alone? Oh, yeah. Hey, man. Who was? Yeah, Webster.
Oh,
yes, yes. Yeah, oh, boy. Yeah, that don't look right, but just wherever you are, Michael, we still love you.
See, I didn't even go there. I did not even go there.
You still have.
You know you're going to hell for that. You know you're going to hell
but,
for that,
but
right?
As Chris, well, I'll probably go in there anyway. I remember that Chris Rock segment a long time ago. Chris Rock, the comedian, when he said. When he was talking about Michael Jackson, whatever, but I remember this one part vaguely well, when he goes, remember when there used to be a big argument back in the day when it used to be who was better, Michael Jackson or Prince? Prince won! Because of all this shit that Michael was going through. Prince won!
Yeah.
Anyway, two great icons, let's put it like that. Anyway. Without further ado, we have somebody that has returned to the show. So let me have the honor of finally doing it. Yes, yes, finally. And his name is Cobra Commander. If I can get this to work right, this stupid computer here. Hey, Cobra, are you there?
Both computers are on crack. The pipes are going.
I am here.
There he is.
Welcome back,
his name is his name is Alfonso Roberto. Hello.
Yeah, you sound better. I think you sound better. I was gonna say, are you on speaker?
Yeah, I was. His name is Alfonso Roberto. The guy that's doing used to be on Silver Spoons. The
yeah.
Carlton. That's his name.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the real the actor's name. His real name. You know, I just don't remember his real name. That's
his real name
saying.
Is Alfonso Roberto.
Alfonso. There you go. There you go. Yeah, you're right.
And people keep claiming he's black. That boy ain't black.
just Google it, ladies and gentlemen, you see why. So let's see. Where can I go here? Well, you know, everybody knows that after Game 2 was last night in the World Series, the Royals came out and did their thing after a great game one, a 14-inning marathon, which I watched every inning. It was great. Very good.
Well,
very good game.
You.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
power
well, I'm a baseball. I'm a baseball fan. I watch it. And they won that game very, you know, that was like a, what was it, 4-3 game. Could have gotten either way. It was a great game. Yesterday, the Royals just showed up. Later in the game, they just reckless abandon. They just know how to go out there and do their thing. Just keep on making contact with the ball. You know these motherfuckers just do not swing and miss. There was a stat yesterday because they're the best contact hitting team in all of baseball. They rarely strike out or swing and miss. There was a stat yesterday that said about 100 something pitches were thrown yesterday, and only 3 of them they swung and missed. So in other words. They either hit a foul ball, a base hit, or whatever. You know, they made contact, or it was an out, you know, but they made contact. And when you put the ball in play, you know, shit can happen. Usually, you know, 50-50 chance of it being a base hit or now, you know, the ball going in the wall. So now they're up 2-0. I still say the Mets will win in 6, but I will not shed a tear if they lose. I ain't going to lie, being a Yankee fan, I will not cry.
Well, I'm going to say this. It would have been a better game with the damn Cubs.
Well, the Cubs, man, I mean, that was surprising. I really thought that that would be a better series. I really thought that was going to be a 6-7 game series, and I thought the Cubs would win it.
I didn't.
You thought the other way
wow.
around? You thought the Mets were going to win that series, but you didn't expect them to sweep the Cubs, all right?
You know what? I didn't expect the Cubs to do too much of nothing.
I really had a good feeling about them, though.
They were just happy that they made it to the damn playoffs, okay? They got so damn hot their dicks were hard the whole damn time, so they couldn't focus on fucking playing. That's all that was. You know,
but
oh,
then
we
again,
made it to the playoffs, the Cubs are gone.
But then again, the good thing about it is they're a very young team, the Cubs, so they'll be a force to work with for a while. They'll be back in the playoffs next year.
Well,
I'm sure they will get a couple of dicks afterwards.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this, and I'm going to be honest. If they will be a team to reckon with if the Cubs don't dismantle them. You know how they do well, and they'll do well, and then next thing you know, the Cubs start selling players. They're good for that. They start selling players like a discount players and shit. I want to get one free. You know, so if they don't dismantle it,
yeah,
they'll be a good team to deal with. But they were young. Yeah, you're absolutely right. My dick was hard as a rock. God damn it. We made it to the damn playoff in a goddamn century. Shut up. Everybody in the world can say their team been to a playoff, been here, been there, but we can't say shit. We ain't been there in 100 years.
Well, the World Series never been since 45, and they haven't won a World Series championship since 1908. So,
115 years, damn near.
Christ, that's just, oh my God. Like I said, show, there was a lot of things that weren't invented the last time they won a championship.
Like TV.
TV, radio.
Shit.
I think the proclamation, that shit that Abraham Lincoln signed was just fresh off the presses.
That was in the 1800s. Shut up.
I know, I'm just fucking around.
There wasn't no coffee, okay? They didn't even have coffee.
Last time we was in a World Series, we wouldn't be on the radio because we've been slaves.
To be real, the last time they won the World Series, it was during like World War II. It was 1945. They lost to the. Oh, I think I know who they lost to. I think it was to the Detroit Tigers. What a
Tigers! Yep, it was the Detroit Tigers. Yep.
What a coincidence!
Detroit Tigers. They lost to.
What did they like this year?
When the last time Detroit Tigers been in the goddamn World Series?
They were in it at the logo. A couple years ago.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be an asshole. Wait a minute. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I was just literally asking. I don't watch baseball like that. So come on. Shit, don't jump down my throat. I was literally just asking. I don't watch baseball. She about to goddamn cuss me out. I'm just asking.
To be fair, like I know you weren't Cobra, but if I didn't know well enough Cobra, I would have thought the same thing.
You know, I don't know. I'm just asking.
I know you
did.
Like, if I didn't know you like that, I would have been thought the same.
Well,
way.
They did not win, but they did up the World Series.
They lost. They got swept by the San Francisco Giants in 2012.
It sucks. It was, like, horrible. Yeah. That shit was not cute.
Yes.
I got a question then. How is the Detroit Lions doing this year? I'm not trying to be an ass. I'm just asking questions.
Real quick, Bisbee, you know what's funny, Corbin? The last two questions you asked are not good. We didn't know any
better. Oh, okay. I ain't throwing no shade. I'm just asking questions.
But I know you're
asking
not,
real quick.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because the Bears ain't doing shit.
Well, we all know that.
That's because they got beat by the Lions. The Lions got a worse fucking record than the Bears, and it's fucked up that the Bears lost to the Lions because neither one of them decided who wanted to win that damn game. That's what was getting me. The Bears said, no, I don't want to win. The Lions said, no, I don't want to win. Y'all take it. Finally, the Lions said, fuck it, we're going to take it because it's obvious that y'all don't want to win.
In overtime, mind you. In overtime. Oh, well, Cobra just fell off real quick. Hopefully, Cobra called back. His call just fell out. But, that was the overtime. I mean, that's just, but this week, who they play this week? I mean, it's your Lions, by the way.
They're in London.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not sure who they're playing here in London.
And who are they playing again in London?
I can't remember. The fact that I got to be awake at 9 o'clock in the fucking morning to watch the damn game, you know, that's alcohol time. I mean,
hello?
I'm not going to be fucking drinking alcohol at that time of morning. I just can't do it. So I'm pissed about that shit. You know, they could fuck up a damn wet dream.
Oh,
I hate the damn London game.
Well, they will, you know, because they're going to play 9 o'clock your time because they're going to be in London. Yeah, they will fuck up the weird dream.
London.
So they'll fuck up a fucking dream. I mean, shit. I mean, I'm just not feeling. I'm not feeling the 9 a.m. game. You know, I can't drink. I can't fuck. I mean, I can't even fuck during that because I can't fucking watch the damn game. That ain't going to work.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. You just got to turn the TV the right way. Well, I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to say it like this. I can't stand the Bears because they won't do what they need to do to be a good team. You know, I can't stand the Lions because they are a pretty good team, but they don't seem like they want to do what they want to do to be a good team.
Well, that's nobody what they fired. Well, they fired everybody this week. They got fired this week other than the coach.
My one problem, I only have one problem with my team. It's only one problem. His name is Cutler.
Yeah, exactly. Chicken Cutler. Yeah, Chicken Cutler.
Cutler. If we got rid of Cutler, I'll be fantastic. Hell, I take that little midget from the Browns. Manziel, whatever the hell his name.
Johnny Manziel?
Johnny Cokehead, I would take him. I would take Johnny Cokehead over Cutler.
You take the water boy, you know. You take Doug Flutie now, an old Doug Flutie.
Hell, I take a Jim McMahon now.
Oh, my God.
Right now. Just suit his ass up with all his good. As long as he can throw a good 15 feet, I'm good.
Well, listen, since we're on the football tip, you know me. I always, when I see something stupid that's going on, you know we have
to look.
Now I don't know if Missy heard of this, but this is where it gets under my skin because I kind of talked about this as far as the Greg Hardy situation. Now listen to this: what the NFL fined these two players for just recently the other day. I don't know if Missy knows about this or not. And I call this the NFL stupidity continues. What a shock! All right, Pittsburgh Steelers running back D'Angelo Williams and cornerback. At cornerback William Gabe will find more than $5,700 each by the NFL. Now, before I continue, you wonder why. I said, well, what did they do? Did they do something bad? Did they, disciplinary action, or did they do something they weren't supposed to do? This is what they were fined for, okay? This is what they were fined. They were fined for uniform violations on the Find the Cure campaign. Now, you got to be fucking kidding me. Are you kidding me? They were fined for not wearing the right, what you're supposed to wear, you know, because all this month is that, you know, the breast of cancer awareness that they do every October, every year, right?
Right.
Now, we all know, Pittsburgh running back D'Angelo Williams, his mother died recently, right? So he wanted to do something nice, and he put, like, pink, I think he has dreads or something, so he wanted to put pink, like dreads, you know, something on his hair to in memory of his mother, right? NFL didn't like that. Well, we're going to fine you for that. But yet, it's okay, you know, they can wear the other shit because that's what they want to put out there. But yet the NFL is supposed to be this league that cares about breast cancer awareness. But you're fining these two players because they want to do a little something different to show support of breast cancer awareness. What the fuck is wrong with them? The NFL. Are you serious? You finding these two players for that? That's so stupid.
I want to know why they say it's their breast cancer awareness, but they're not. I'm tired of seeing these fucking domestic violence fake-ass commercials. Why don't they wear purple then? Because this month is domestic violence month. You know, prevent domestic violence, and the color is
that
purple
too.
For domestic violence.
I know why they ain't wearing purple. I know why. Because you wouldn't have no football players. Because it's a lot of them beating somebody's ass up in there.
See, I thought you
were
going to see something better.
Yeah, that's true.
Better than pink.
My thing is, why are they going to find my man because he want to wear some pink barrettes for his mama? Hey, where is barrettes? I don't care.
Like, and he did something else. I forgot what else that he did.
My whole thing is that You know, first of all, to be, I will say right now, I have not personally known anybody who has had breast cancer. We've had the scare in our family. But anybody who wants to, you know, especially a football player, what the fuck is wrong with them damn breasts? But they weren't, that's because they got them shitty heads. Let's rewind. Come on now. They're pissed because whoever their marketing person is came out with some shitty-ass heads this year, and they're still having a pissy fit about it. Come on. The heads were shitty. So, when we, you know, why outshine the fucking shitty heads? I'm not buying one this year.
See, you've proven my point. Because my point being is that this bullshit that they give a fuck about domestic violence or breast cancer awareness, that's all bullshit. And we people like us know we see between the lines of that shit. We know they're doing that for marketing, make themselves look good in the public and all this shit.
Because they're trying to get over the backlash of everything else.
Listen,
they're just trying to
get
over the backlash and stuff.
No, fuck the damn backlash. They need to go fire. Why they firing coaches and shit and finding people? Fire the motherfucker who designed the damn hats this year because that marketing person needs to.
She said fire the hat person. Goddamn.
but see, this is where it's just ridiculous. Now, like I said, I know when it came to Greg Hardy, it was a mediator that reduced the suspension from 12 to 4 games. Because of what he did when he was a Panther, that's what got him on that reserve list last year when he basically beat up his chick and threw her on the bed with a bunch of weapons on and shit, and the woman didn't want to testify because obviously she was scared shit of him, and that's why the shit was dropped. But yep. To find out that he's still playing, and then you see this asshole acting like a dick on the sideline on the Giant game, basically disrespecting the special teams coach, basically not giving a shit about his teammates. Des Bryant went after him, which I give him all the credit in the world. I like that. I like that he went to him. Dude, what's your problem? What is your fucking problem? Big shit. And then you got Jerry Jones, who, you know, he does anything he can to win. He goes, oh, well, I like that. That shows great leadership. That's what I like. I'm going to fine him. We're going to suspend him for that outburst in the public eye, in the sideline. We, you know, that's leadership. Oh, my God. You got me fucking
I love it.
I love it.
Jerry Jones is a dude. The Jerry Jones, a dude in cowboy boots with his tighty whitey on shooting up there. When you know he's one of those cats. So he really
exactly.
He would love. He wouldn't.
Yeah.
He would love that type of stuff.
Shooting
so.
His 2-6 shooters. Yes.
Exactly.
Bang bang.
Like Yosemite yes. Sam and shit. Like
yes.
Yosemite Sam.
Get on my way, Walmart. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. He won the cat. So my question is, I got to ask the question. I got a question.
Go ahead.
And this is totally off the subject, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. I have to bring up the situation with the little girl in South Carolina.
Okay.
How y'all feeling about that?
You
know what?
Girl that
I'm going to tell you, I've been following this. And the little girl, first of all, I did hear part of the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Is the officer, let me put this out here before anybody gets up in my shit. The officer was completely out of fucking order. He should not
yep.
have put his hands on that child. But this child does have somewhat of a defense because what has come to light is that her mother lost custody of her, I guess, years ago, and her grandmother, who is her sole, who has sole custody of her, passed away, and she just recently was in foster care because her mother is not having no contact with her, ever. I don't know what the hell this is. Because
yeah.
of that, I don't know how long, it still doesn't, you know, her behavior was still unacceptable, but it's understandable because when you're mourning, and especially when a child is mourning, no one understands. I don't know if the school was aware of that. I don't know who was aware. Boy was out of order, and he better be glad that it was a foster child versus somebody's real child. I mean, Lord, that came out wrong. Versus someone's child who the parent went to that school, and the foster parent actually should have went up there and beat his ass. I mean, if I was a foster parent and I saw that happen to my foster child is my child, and I'm going to fuck you up. okay? A child is a child. You don't put your hands on a damn child. And how would he like it if somebody tossed his ass across the motherfucking room? That's why they show him fucking lifting 900 motherfucking pounds, because this motherfucker is on steroids. He's on all kind of shit. He's already been sued for this month before. And the fact is that I don't know what the law is in the Carolinas, but this motherfucker, when you are a competitive anything and you work in law enforcement, and this is across the board in the entire country, supposedly, any type of outside employment, regardless of the nature of it, when you work in law enforcement, has to be approved. And if it's something that can endanger or frown upon your position,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be allowed to do it. And the fact that he is a bodybuilder is not the problem. The problem with that is that he admitted that he's been taking steroids or some type of stuff. He openly admitted in court that he was taking stuff. Therefore, that is a black eye on any law enforcement agency. He should not have been up in a classroom knowing that he was on these roids. And anyone who knows about roids, roids will make a motherfucker go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. See, here's the thing I have a problem. I'm agreeing 100% with Ms. V, and I'm going to add two more to it. The point of the fact is the little girl was mourning. She just lost her grandma. She's in foster care. Now, was she being a child? Yes. Was she being stubborn? Yes. But that's what teenagers do. And now you got a teenager who's sad and mourning. So you asked her to leave. She said no. You asked her to get out of her seat. You said no. She said no again. When does it go from you ask her to all-out assault? You just assaulted the child. Literally assaulted the child. Tossed her ass like a goddamn javelin across the room. And it was okay. What really makes me know it was okay, if you watch that video, not a child in there flinched. Like they seen it before. This guy was known as Captain Slam, Officer Slam. He was known for this. He was known for whipping kids' asses in this school.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about it is,
and only one child did stand up to him, and she fucking got arrested too.
Arrested, and she he's like, "You want some of this?" And she just turned around and said, "Go ahead and handcuff me," because she didn't want that ass one because he was ready to dish out another one. So the point of the fact is this guy deserved to be fired. But here's the thing, I have a problem. If a parent have done what she was, that officer did, they would have that parent in jail right now on charges of child abuse. If a parent done that, but he just got fired and administrative leave.
But there is an FBI criminal investigation going on. There is an FBI investigation going on.
But here's the thing,
and
he's
see
been charged.
The charges coming up against him.
If they don't, it just shows you. But it makes me think of, remember when that little boy, he's a young man. I don't think he was a little boy, but a young boy that went in there and shot 9 people in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and that motherfucker. Why is he still alive? Cause see,
my thing is, they escorted him out
with a
bulletproof
vest.
Out in a bulletproof vest, took him out to lunch. Because he said he was hungry. They took him to lunch first. They took him to jail. This little girl said, "I don't want to leave my seat," and she's been assaulted. I don't understand this. But what really disturbs me the most is all the people that support this cop. That's what really disturbs me. I think the Cher on Twitter said it best. Cher said, Cher said, well, she said no, and she said this, and little girl did that. She said it doesn't fucking matter what she did. She was assaulted. It doesn't matter what she did. I said, only way she should have been assaulted is if she blew up half of the other damn school. I mean, literally blew it up, and they came in there to get her. But other than that, she just stabbed a couple of teachers along the way and sat down. What? Nothing. She just wouldn't get up out of her seat. That's it.
Now, you know what? I'm going to blame part of this on psychiatrists. Or whoever. Who's the motherfuckers who said we can put our hands on our children? Whoever came out with that rule about parents putting their hands on their children.
Who was a white person?
So,
let's keep it real. It was a white person.
Yeah, go ahead.
Whoever it was who came out with this, they have to take some responsibility because, first of all, again, I'm not condoning what the little girl did. She was in mourning. There was a lot of circumstances. But what I would tell you that regardless of how old she was, when we were in school, and I'm talking about the three of us, when we were in school, if we would have done anything, wouldn't have been no damn cop coming up in there because that teacher would have beat our ass if we wouldn't have moved. They would have called our parents. The principal would have beat our ass. First of all, the teacher would have got us. Then the principal would have got us. Then we would have been scared to go home because we'd been asking by our parents. And better hope them don't ever catch us before we got home because, you know, all the kids want to tell their parents that we fucking did in school to get our ass beat. So we better hope that then nobody tap our ass before we got to our parents. So we had a whole lot of motherfuckers enough.
And also back in when we were growing up, we had detention. We had school suspensions.
Yep.
We had all those things. I've done a couple of those back in the day. Shut up. So the thing about it is it was other ways of disciplinary. When did cops come on to be the final result of disciplinary in a school? Policemen. Yes. Literal policemen assaulting students.
I'm going to tell you what I heard today. I was listening to talk radio here today. I was listening to talk radio here in Detroit, and a teacher actually called in to the radio station here, and she was explaining the current policy from what it used to be. She said, and this is only for Detroit Public Schools. I can't speak for any place else because she only works here in Detroit. She said that, you know, because the argument that we've all been having, what the fuck is police doing up in there? And she said, because of the number of stupid-ass parents, this is me paraphrasing her, you know, these stupid-ass parents, don't put your hand on my child, don't say nothing to my child, and all this shit. The policy now for teachers when a child refuses to leave your room is that's why they have the security guards in the school and they call them in. Some of the schools here do have police officers that are assigned to the school, but part of the policy now is that when that child refuses to leave, after you continuously asking them to leave or they're being disruptive, it is to call school security. And the reason being is that since they cannot, if they put their hands on the child, even if they just grab their arm and ask them to leave, it's an automatic assault charge. Therefore, they cannot touch those students. And that's what she said. And she said that's where the problem comes in because even if they say, I want you to leave, the kids go home and they say something else to the parents. And the parents want to come up there and beat the teacher's ass instead of siding with the teacher that they shouldn't have been being disruptive. It's all what you do to my child versus you shouldn't have been talking back to the teacher or at least hearing both sides. When I got a phone call from a teacher, first of all, I was at the school so much, I caught my son. I literally walked into school one day when my son was acting stupid because he had just got sent to the principal's office. And the teacher was like, oh, here's your mom right there. Wait, I had no phone. Oh, come back here. She told me what was going on. I looked at my son. I said, you must not like living. She said, well, you know, you can't kill him up in here. I said, I looked at her. I was like, I got this. I said, you must not like living. I said, what'd you do? I said, unless your ass got $8,600. I advise you to apologize and get your ass back in class. I said, because for $8,600 a year, you're not going to do this. And I said, let me get a phone call after I leave here. I will fuck you up from the time I get here until I get home. I will pull over every 5 minutes and beat your ass.
Damn.
Hallelujah.
I'm calling the folks on you.
And this was in the 90s. I did this, but my son went to a really small school, and I had a presence at that school. Like they said, parents nowadays don't always back the teachers. I back the teacher until the teacher proves me wrong. Once I find out the teacher is wrong, then I put my foot up in the teacher's ass. I've only had one teacher's ass I put my foot up in, and actually, I had that teacher fired. And that teacher, I will tell you why they got fired. The teacher was verbally abusive to a student in his class. My daughter told me about it. I have a responsibility because at the time I was the president of the parent organization. I called the child's parent. I said, this is what my daughter said. Find out this is what really happened. That's what really happened. I took it to the headmaster of the school that I did not appreciate this and that this was not the way to talk to the kids. There was a meeting set up between me and the teacher and the headmaster. In this meeting, this man looked like he wanted to beat my ass. I, in turn, wrote a letter to the board and the headmaster saying that now I know how that little girl felt. I said he was abusive, and I said this is not what we pay to have our children around and that something has to be done. 48 hours later, he was fired. But he was being abusive. I mean, he showed it in a meeting. You know, he did it in the classroom. I was told about it. Then we had a meeting to discuss how he should be acting. And the motherfucker got abusive towards me. So I figure if you're going to get like that towards me, this just proves how you were in the classroom because he got upset when he told me I wasn't there. I said, well, explain to me what's going on. I said, you know, because when parents called, I had a responsibility, and he got mad that me and the headmaster are sitting there asking him, but the headmaster has responsibility to all the students. I have a responsibility to the parents and the students. I have every right to pull you in.
Right. Well, I feel like this. He deserved to get his ass whooped. He deserved to be in jail. I believe he deserved to be in jail and prosecuted to the utmost of the law. And I hope it happens. Do I believe
well,
it's going to happen?
One thing I'm tired
of, it's not going to happen.
But you know what? If I hear one more time he got a black girlfriend, I'm
going to... I know. I was just about to bring that up. I was just about to bring that up. Why do they always fucking do that shit? Oh, he dates a black girl. I just looked that up. Like, what's that? Yeah, exactly. And? Like,
but if you...
What does it have to do with the privacy?
Like,
well, the thing about it is the show that he's not racist, they say.
Yeah,
you know, but hell, white guys update a black girl in a heartbeat. A white girl, a white boy made a white girl in a heartbeat. And I say this, and people are going to say, hey, if you got a problem, it's Cobra Commander, is my name. White guys update a white girl, a black girl in a heartbeat, and still be a racist.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes. He wants to prove that he's got that control. I mean, I'm going to bring this up because you know we got to throw a little bit of sex in there. Anybody who has ever seen Ghetto Gabbers, and I know that our white listeners have seen Ghetto Gabbers.
I've never seen it. What is that?
I'm not a fan.
Ghetto Gabbers is no. I don't expect somebody to be a fan. I'm not a fan of it, but Ghetto Gabbers is humiliating porn. It's white guys. They have ghetto gaggers, trailer trash gaggers, you name it. They've got gaggers for everything. But in Ghetto Gaggers, they have black girls, and you've actually had some of your big-name porn stars at the end of their career do it, but they do it because ghetto gaggers pays them so much money at the end of their career, and that's how ghetto gaggers actually became popular because you had some of the bigger-name stars agree to do ghetto gaggers, but only at the end of their career. And my understanding, they put out 6 motherfucking figures, you know, for them. Minimum of 5 figures. I mean, they were putting out some serious change. They pay the girls to do ghetto gaggers $1,500. And that's the no name. When they bring in one of the bigger names, they're paying them because, first of all, they can't work after that. But, I mean,
because it's demeaning as hell, I guess.
Yes.
It sounds like it's demeaning as hell.
Women, they're calling them all kind of names. They're
putting
their dicks in. I mean, they got them literally gagging on their dicks, making them eat their own throw up. Then they're turning around and,
yeah,
no. I mean, you name it, they're doing it.
Who watches
and
this shit?
I know. I agree.
They're a multi-million dollar company.
Like,
and believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready for this? I have met the guys who own the company, and I asked them firsthand, why did they do ghetto gaggers? And they said they did it because if people wouldn't buy it, they wouldn't make money. They said it started out as a joke. These guys, I've actually sat down with them, and I looked at them, and they was like, no, we're not going to call you out your name. We had an actual business meeting, and this is business for them. And these are guys who, when they're on film, you will never see their faces. You only see one or two of these guys' faces. And when I sat down with them, because I went I went very, very defensive when I was talking to him. I was very, very defensive, and they told me I could calm down. They said, "Oh, we assume you've seen our movie." I was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "I don't like that shit," you know. And they was like, "You can calm down." And I mean, it took me about 10 minutes to calm down because I'm sitting there with these motherfuckers like, "Wait, you know, what is your problem?" You know, the fact that they agreed to meet with me was shocking. But when they met with me and they had the business meeting with me, I asked the question. I wasn't interviewing them. I asked them because, you know, somebody had told them that I sold toys. I'm like, why would I sell my toys to you? I was like, I'd rather be broken than sell my shit to you. You know, because what you do, I said, I don't want my name out there like that. I said, I don't want to be associated with that. You know, and at the end of the day, I'm still not associated with them because when I talked to them and they gave their reasoning and they said they wanted to help me out, I said, I don't need that type of help. I was like, I would rather be broken to have my name on one of their movies, you know, as the person providing the toys for this. Because I don't want to provide a dildo that's getting ready to sodomize a girl and humiliate her. You know, I just don't want that. I don't want to provide something or the ball gag or whatever they're using. I, you know, if I'm doing it for a BDSM scene that's truly BDSM, that, you know, is totally different, but why would I sit here and put my name out there for something like that? You know, and I've told people that I've met them. They seemed very nice to me. There was nothing to mean we had a regular business meeting. At the end of the day, the girls who do it, you know, but these girls who do it, they do it because I could see why the girls who do it, and I'm not agreeing with it. But if you ever, I know you guys won't look at it, but I had to go look at it to see what the fuck was going on because one girl had told me she did it, and she's not even in the industry. She didn't last 10 minutes in the industry because she's stupid. But when she said she had done it, I was like, what the fuck is this? And I went and looked at it, and I'm like, are you kidding me? But their conversation in the business meeting, I'm assuming this is how they start off these business meetings with these girls, and you get a 19, 20-year-old who's really stupid, who hears all this, and they're told they're going to be paid $1,500, which really ain't shit. You know how quick I got a damn credit card bill that's $1,500 right now, okay? You know, that's a damn credit card bill for me. Therefore, I can't comprehend that, you know.
$1,500
ain't nothing. But what I'm saying is you get a 19, 20-year-old who is truly low income, be it that she's white, whatever nationality, truly low income, and $1,500 is a lot of money to them. Like I said, $1,500 is one of my damn credit card bills, okay? But that's not a credit card bill for everybody. Some people wish they damn had a credit card bill that was $1,500, okay? And I still got money that I can spend on that credit card, but everybody don't have that. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. That's
and
true.
The conversation that they have with these girls are very business conversations. So they figure, I can only assume that if they were talking, the way they talked to me, I'm assuming this is how they were talking to these girls. And then just come, this is just all acting. I mean, think about it. You go in there and say, this is just all acting. You know, it's nothing personal.
And then they humiliate the hell out of you.
Yeah.
I was curious. Now you made me like curiosity went out the door. I don't want to see nobody fucking doing no bullshit like that. That's not sexy. But on the other hand, I can see what they're saying. It's a multi-million-dollar business. They wouldn't be making it if it wasn't making money. It's some sick fucker out there enjoying these things, and, you know. And they're probably 80% white. I say it again. It's Cobra Commander. I'll say that. But the point of the fact is, it's just I feel that to me, if you're in the industry, maybe it's just me. I'm one of those dudes. You got to have some sexiness with it. You have to be seductive. I'm one of those cats. I don't want to see nobody. Because I had a problem looking at porn where it was just girls slobbing on dicks and all of a sudden just start spitting on dicks. I'm like, God damn, that's not sexy at all. What the hell is that? Just spitting loogie on my balls and shit. That's nasty, you know? But
again,
that's just me.
I haven't understood that. That's a white people thing because the black girls don't spit on fucking dicks, okay?
No,
Now they do. Have y'all seen some porn as of late?
In real sex, black women don't spit on dicks, okay? I have
okay,
yet
the real sis,
on
okay.
my man's dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha. In a real application, yes.
In my experience in real life, yes, that's definitely true.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
No,
case closed.
And I'm sorry to tell you, yes, I suck dick. I tell people I suck dick and I suck it well, but I do not sit on it.
God bless you.
Just because I'm too busy, but I share my dick. I mean, remember, I do share.
You know, God bless you yet again.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't said nothing wrong yet in my mind.
But so
the point of the fact is that sounds disgusting, and I'm not ever going to go look that up.
I agree.
There were two things. If you're a top porn girl and you're doing this six figure, that is your last hurrah, because you really can't go back to going into normal porn after somebody that made you eat your own vomit and bust you in the butt and choke you out. You know, I'm sorry, it just can't be done. I'm waiting for the first porn, which is like M&A porn, choke you out whole part two. You know, watch you just do a choke hold on your ass while they fuck you. I don't know. I'm just waiting for that first one. You know, I don't know.
That sounds like how I have sex on the regular.
See, that's why Miss V, I'm coming running to the house. Be like, hey man, we going out to dinner tonight. Fuck you, I'm going home.
why have just a sirloin where I can have a T-bone steak at home
and choke her out? I'm going home. Fuck that.
Hey dude,
fuck
man,
we going driving in Bugatti tonight. Fuck you, I'm going home. You know, no.
I got filet mignon. You can have your shit.
And she got goddamn cupcakes in the oven. I'm going home. Exactly.
That's a bonus.
She got cheese string and macaroni and cheese.
And I might have a bitch here. I mean.
You ain't saying nothing wrong. I have started nothing wrong with your conversation piece yet.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's what I say to most things, most people. I'm going to say it right now. I'm
just
I am
not
the
normal woman, though.
Ms. V?
I am not the normal woman.
Ms. V, she's not the normal woman. Ms. V, and James and I are going to start a production called Choke You Out Hole Part 1, where we get somebody in the M&A hole and choke your ass out while they make
choke
you love
Choke
You
Out Production. Yeah, Choke
Your
Ass Out Production.
Choke You Ass Out Production.
So you know what? I fucking squirt when that happens to me. So it doesn't make difference. I squirt. So, I mean, there's a reason why that happens.
Hey, everything works. Choke and squirt production.
Squirt production present.
You wake up.
Yeah.
Choke and squirt production present. Choke your ass out part two.
Choking her ass out number 10.
Exactly. You'll be unconscious, but you'll wake up satisfied. No.
Yes.
You know what?
Choke and squirt production.
We all
know
that.
Now you know when somebody, but you know when somebody takes your damn idea. You
know
I thought
watch next week it'd be a video.
Like, damn, we didn't get that copyrighted. God damn it.
You know, I got a copywriter on call. God damn it. I get that bitch copywriter.
Yeah, make sure. Yo, get that shit done. I want.
Because you know what's going to happen. Somebody's going to say they heard this. They're going to be like, that's a damn good idea.
Yeah. Choke your ass out production.
God damn it.
That sounds like a new food line. Welcome to Choke and Squirt.
Have you been to the Choke and Squirt restaurant?
Oh, my God. Yo, you get shit there. You get choked and you can squirt.
At the same damn time.
At the same damn time. Fuck McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, choke and squirt.
Fuck McDonald's. They can keep their Big Macs. I'm going to choke and squirt.
That'll be for real with that sign out that says billions and billions served for choke and squirt. Billions and billions served.
chunking squares.
Millions of chunking squares. We serve you right now. You can have that choke your way. You know what
I'm saying? Let me get the extra tight on the neck with a little extra squirt on it. Okay, come right up.
I'm for real, y'all. We need to patent this for somebody to take our goddamn idea. And then we'll be sitting up here like, damn it. We could be millionaires with this bitch.
Yes, Joker, where may I help you? Yeah, I'd like to have the number 4, the pass outside turn blue meal, please.
Hold up, because remember, I've got that new that has real pussy juice in it. Remember when we had the sisters on, James? Remember when we interviewed them?
Which one? Who?
Remember when Natasha and Natalia, remember when we interviewed them? And
yes, those white chicks. Those white chicks, yes.
Yes.
Yes. What about them?
No, I was going to say, remember, they have their, well, let me look at this. You know, I got the bottles here. So, because you know they actually sent me the lube.
Oh, yeah.
I get lube from, let me see the name of it. And they have different porn stars that donate their juices to them.
Yeah, well, I was just about to say. I was just about to say, damn, I should remember that with Leighton Benson when we interviewed her the other day. Because she sold her pussy juice, too. Like last year, it was her. It was like Anna Fox, a couple others. Yeah, damn.
This is
get your pussy juice
lube. And this one is the Caucasian pussy juice.
Caucasian and, pussy juice.
Well, you can. They have like. And let's see. This one is another Caucasian pussy juice.
Oh.
There should be all kind of. I have like all kind of pussy juice lube. You know, I have, naturally, I'm not using pussy juice lube. The reason why I'm not using it is because I think my pussy juice is good enough. I don't, you know. But,
I heard the good dressing for your salad. I heard. Fuck the Italian dressing, honey. Give me some of your pussy juice. Fuck the French dressing, too.
Yeah, but if your salad is getting tossed, don't you want to toss with your own juice?
Hello. Toss your salad with pussy juice.
God damn it. See, y'all giving me better ideas. You like choke you out. Choke a skirt possession, but then choke you out too with pussy juice on top.
In affiliation with pussy juice. Choke and squirt production.
Choke and squirt. Put that on your salad, bitch. No,
fuck wishbone. Get this pussy juice.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. Stop it. Stop it. Ms. V, if you're willing to endorse it, we can make pussy juice salad dressing.
Interesting. Hey, Exotica coming up, that would have been perfect.
Exotic compliments.
This is Leighton Benton pussy juice dressing for your salad. It's wonderful.
Right.
It puts a little extra zing to your salad.
Ease it out, Italian.
You know what you do? Oh,
but remember, Penthouse has that new vodka out also. So,
really?
You know, remember, they have that. I had the vodka. Let me go on their website because Penthouse has their own vodka. And, you know, their vodka, I think they have, they have one vodka, I think they has, let me go look. I don't want to say it wrong because they have
pussy juice vodka.
Pussy juice vodka.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I want to see Prof Daddy do that for his shit.
Hey, you heard what I said? You heard what I said, James? Put that tangeray on your tongue.
Yeah, put that tangeray on your tongue. Fuck gin and juice.
Goodness.
How about gin and pussy juice?
Hey, really?
Gin and
lay
pussy
back.
Juice. Lay back.
Remind my pussy your
juice
throat.
And just poo some in.
Yep. Pussy juice. People, if you're listening, do I steal it? I'm copywriting it. Don't try it unless you know somebody like I do. Before you beat me. Because the last thing I want to see is 6 months from now is goddamn pussy juice salad dressing. And your grocery deal. PNG salad dressing.
especially if they use like I would say, like, you know, there's Italian dressing. You actually get like an Italian female porn star, you know, pussy juice. Russian dressing, you get a Russian chick.
You got ranch.
Yeah, ranch.
Yeah, ranch. Get a cowgirl.
Yeah, exactly.
On a ranch.
Yeah.
You know. So you got to do. So y'all hear it?
Ladies and gentlemen,
people.
Harper is officially back. Okay, now Harper, you know that I'm going to be, you know, I won't be here 2 weeks from tonight. So you guys have to really keep it entertaining that night.
Oh, well, I definitely
call in. I can't even call in that night.
Why you can't call in at night? What you doing?
Yeah,
what you doing?
Aren't you going to be, like, on a boat by then? When you,
yeah, I will.
That Thursday?
Yeah,
you'd be with
you
be.
What are you doing on a boat?
Rock the boat, son. Rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat, baby. Don't talk to squirt over. No. I like
now,
to know,
actually,
baby.
Don't be Christopher Cross the same.
Now, actually, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be on my best behavior. I had a t-shirt made.
Stop lying.
That is a lie right there. God, no.
Stop fucking lying.
Oh, man, I almost felt electricity through my phone. What the hell? That lie come from?
Oh, my God.
My best
if my phone was a lie detector, I would hear a big-ass buzzer right now.
That is a lie.
I'm going to be on my best behavior. I'm going to read you guys what my new t-shirt says.
Oh, Lord.
Because I am.
Why are you on your best behavior? Why are you?
That's not you, Missy.
Why?
Because 2 weeks later I will be in New Orleans with my other half. I'm going on this by myself,
yes.
So I have to be on my best behavior because I'll be in New Orleans.
Do that you do.
So
doing what you do.
This is how the Ms. V lie detector would be. Ms. V, will you be on your best behavior on the cruise ship the couple of weeks from now? Ms. V?
Yes.
Goddamn no.
Let me see. Let me hear. Lie detector said you were lying. Like Moby Povich. The lie detector said, that was a lie.
That was a lie.
What? We asked you that. You said you would not do this on the ship, choke and squirt. The lie detector said, that was a lie.
That was a lie.
Okay, I'm on the Penthouse website now. And the drink is actually called Libido Liberation. Is Penthouse Libido Liberations. The cherry flavor vodka is perfect for a night of fun or afternoon sun.
I bet it's cherry
formula. Love for her, love for him. The red bottle fashioned for her pleasure, the blue bottle crafted for his pleasure. We know
blue
that expertly formulated Libido Liberations uses only the safest, highest quality natural herbs and is powered by Penthouse, the leader in quality entertainment and trusted source for sexual satisfaction. Created with your favorite partner in mind. It was good. I actually had.
I like that.
Okay,
I
y'all.
Like
I got a new brand for adult beverage for us. It just came into my mind. We call penetration tequila.
Penetration tequila. Might be a little long. Maybe the lane's a little long.
It don't matter when you see the big dick bottle.
I can't even say that. Did you say the big dick bottle?
Yeah,
the bottle's made like a dick. Penetration.
And when you finish the bottle, you women and gay guys can use it for your own sexual pleasure.
Damn right. Penetration
vodka. When it's just more than just vodka.
When you just need more than just a drink.
More than just a drink. So you need that cool boys over guy. Penetration vodka.
When you need more than just a drink.
Ms. V Incorporated presents Penetration Vodka. in association with Chocolate Square Productions. We bring you Penetration Vodka.
Penetration Vodka.
For that
more
special person in mind.
Okay, listen,
some sports show
this guys.
Good.
Okay. We could just we did more sex and sports, okay? But we were serious for the longest. But this is what my tank top says. My tank top says,
and
it's the famous color, purple. I can make you
purple.
Hard.
Oh,
yes.
Hey,
my, my shirt says, I can make you hard. Ask me.
Ooh.
With penetration
vodka.
The
head.
That's perfect. Perfect. Trademark. Perfect. Cha-ching. There you go.
So this tank top. I will be wearing this tank top on the ship, and I will have on a black sports bra up underneath it. And I I either have 100 or 200 condoms that I've already purchased, and I'm getting 50 and 50.
And she's
going to
be on her best
stuff.
Behavior.
I am.
You're wearing a sports
money.
Bra with I can make you hard with condoms in your head. That sounds like you did good.
Yeah.
Condoms
yeah,
are $3-$4. 50 cents a piece are $3-$4.
I can make you hard.
With penetration
and
these condoms.
I'm taking Stiffy and the Jiffy. Now these little people think they're gonna get laid on the floor. I mean
you better take a picture of you in that tank top. I wouldn't see this. I wouldn't see this shit, but I can make you hard shit.
I can make you hard with penetration box you corresponding with stroke you and jerk you. Produced by Choke You Out Squirt Productions.
Choke You Squirt Productions, yes.
Yeah. Don't be laughing
you
at
don't
me.
Play
Ms.
that
Ms.
shit.
Ms. V, don't be laughing at me. Because next year when me and James at the AVN accepting our award for goddamn penetration vodka.
Huh?
Oh,
goose
vodka. I'm gonna be like, what if you remember? It's being recorded on my show.
Yeah, that's true. Let's bleep this out. You didn't hear what I said. We did not say nothing.
We stepped in for the hot new production of the year, which is Choke and Squirt production at the AVN. Don't say nothing.
The best Choke and Squirt award goes to.
No, the whole thing, they're going to come out. Now, this is what's going to be said behind the scenes. Where did that N-word in Puerto Rican come from? They ain't white.
Oh.
How the hell they come up with some shit like that?
Damn right. Because we're smart, bitches. Suck my balls. Give me my award.
Squirt on this and pause it for me,
please.
Damn right.
Choke
and squirt. Give me my AVN and drink this goddamn penetration vodka and shut the hell up.
Yeah. And while you have this pussy juice salad dressing, right?
Salad dressing for everybody. They're gonna be like, God damn.
They're changing the business.
Goddamn hot nut mayonnaise.
Oh my god.
See, now I can't look mayonnaise the same again. See, you put that shit up. Oh man. There's no milk whip in this bitch.
Wow.
It's hot nut mayonnaise. When your hoagie need a kick, put some hot nut on it.
I'm going to vomit.
Dang, that's a question for me.
Yes.
So what do you think about fantasy football?
I can't
stupid
as
shit.
I hate fantasy football. I've always said I don't like fantasy. I don't like any fantasy sport. It's stupid.
I don't like fantasy sport, Ricky. To me, fantasy sports are for the nerds that couldn't play real sports.
Thank
so they know all the stats. So they can play that shit. That's the only reason fantasy sports are
exactly. And those are the same motherfuckers. They overthink shit. Well, you know, when this guy has two outs and two balls, and when the moon's at a certain position in the sky, he bats 295. Go fuck yourself. You know what? Go fuck yourself.
You know what?
You know what?
You didn't even get the damn joke. You didn't get why I asked you that.
Okay, my bad. Sorry, went over my head.
What do you think about fantasy football? And
fantasy.
Think hard.
Oh,
think hard.
Well, it's like your T-shirt. Like your T-shirt. Okay, think hard.
Think hard.
Right. Think hard. All right. Well, I got to think.
Let's rephrase it. Football fantasy.
Oh, fantasy sports? You talking about like fantasy?
No.
Damn,
on
my I'm going to feel embarrassed.
I got it.
Yeah. I wish we could talk about it.
We can talk about it.
Say it.
Okay.
I'm still confused. Help me out.
Okay. Well, I really until she said that, then it hit me what she's talking about. Okay. Now we all know, which you know, this is her network, so she could promote whatever the fuck she wants. You have on your, Ms. V the Toilet, Ms. V the Toilet.com, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it's not it's the Toilet.com.
Sorry, the Toilet, D-A-D-A-T-O, the Toilet.com, D-A-T-O-I-L-A-D-Y.com. You know, there's all different adult toys, you know, blah, 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 right? There's actually one, I swear to God, Cobra, I swear to you, I'm not lying. There's a football, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a football, and you open the top of the football, and there's a vagina in the football, and you fuck the football for the fantasy people, the motherfuckers that love football. They actually have a football that you open the top of the football, and you fuck, like a fleshlight, but in a football.
One end is a pussy, and the other end is an ass.
Oh,
oh my God!
Oh, Greg Hardy! yeah,
God
I love
damn,
him.
Eli,
okay,
you didn't
kill
that touchdown. I'm fucking you tonight. What?
I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. But to each his own. But that's gay to me. I'm sorry. That's gay. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to wrap my mind and visualize this damn football.
Yeah. Now, I can understand if it was a cheerleader, and that makes a little more sense, maybe, like a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader or something, but a football, and an open a football. First of all, isn't that bestiality, too? Because, remember, that's a pig skin. So,
oh, my God.
It's fucking a pig.
It's getting worse by the second. This is getting worse by the second. That's
I couldn't
like,
believe it. And
it's actually on my website. I saw that.
I'm
going to go to your website to see this. I can't put it in my mind. I'm going to have to watch it.
I swear on my family, everything. My life,
like
everything.
Fucking a hockey puck or something.
Well, that'd be cold. That'd be too cold. My shit would scribble up. Oh, score! Imagine a soccer ball like that.
Volleyball, a soccer ball.
Then you can really say,
go!
Are
you on the website now?
Are you on the computer?
I'm going to go to the website right now. I'm
gonna
look.
Oh, please,
I'm gonna go
dude, if you can, please. I swear to God. And she has sold a few of these. She actually has. Yeah.
Every year during football season, I sell them. I kid you not.
I'm sorry. Okay, to each his own. Whatever you like out there, hey, that's you. You know what I'm saying? You do what you want. It ain't affecting me.
I want to see if I got a basketball. I'm really trying to figure out, you know, I'm going to have to talk to the manufacturer because the footballs sell. I kid you not, the footballs sell like hotcakes. Played the wrong paraphrase to use, but
Okay, I got a question for you. So for the little dick dudes, do you get golf balls?
Listen, I'm telling you.
No, be good, little golf holes. Little golf holes.
Get the fuck out of here.
You see it, right?
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
You thought I was joking?
So, no, I mean, I knew. But I know Cobra, he didn't know about this. He had no idea. So tell me Pussy Juice, we can't make that real. Or choking squirt. Shit, if that's for real, we can make Choke and Squirt a $1 billion franchise.
Oh, my God, he is so silent. His ass is silent.
He's flabbergasted.
I'm looking at him like,
Imagine.
I don't know what to say about this. This is disturbing, but yet almost cool.
Yeah. imagine, you know, those real, like, real masculine type dudes. Yo, man, yo, tonight's a big game. Yeah, I know, man. Yo, you ready for that game tonight? Yeah, Monday Night Football, man. Yeah. You ready? Yeah, I'm ready. All right. Let's break out those
footballs. I blew my last football out.
What the fuck? Hike. Oh, boy. Hike, two. Hike. Oh, yeah. What the fuck? I can imagine how you clean that shit.
Again, Culver is still speechless. I mean, he is so speechless. He's...
But I found out, I was like, wow. I thought I'd seen everything. Wow. I was like, damn. And I said, Ms. V, someone bought this? Yes. You know how Ms. V says yes? Yes.
Yeah.
Shit. Good for you. Shit, good for you. Good for you. You are an entrepreneur. That's a damn sure.
I'm disturbed. I'm disturbed. I'm so fucking disturbed right now. You know that, though.
That makes me see. That's what makes me hate fantasy sports more now. Like, I can see that.
Okay. What really disturbs me is some dude right now fucking football.
Yeah, right, now.
Really,
right now. Right now. There's
like,
no football right now.
Take that, NFL.
It's almost time to
take that, NFL.
Take that. Oh, my God. Aaron Rodgers, I got 10 points off of fantasy from him.
I'm about to shoot this three-pointer.
Watch this Hail Mary.
I'm going for the free throw, baby.
This is a 55-yarder I'm about to try. The snap. The kick. And it's no good. Oh, fuck.
I'm going for the extra point right now, baby.
I'm going for two. 2-point conversion.
Can I ask for Ms. V? Ms. V, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ms. V?
My question is, what the hell made you come up with this?
I didn't. Okay, first of all, when I'm looking for products to sell, I really, really try to get into the male psyche. And it's hard because I have a pussy, and my pussy can, like a pussy, okay? So, but when I'm
talking about... What of the male psyche? Let me ask you. What of the male psyche in your mind says he wants to fuck a football?
You know what?
This is the best show ever.
It has worked because I've sold them.
I guarantee you, that's your bestseller, ain't it? Be honest. It's your bestseller. What is your bestseller?
I mean, guys like it.
Oh, my God. I hope these guys ain't one of my friends. You ain't my friend no more, nigga. You fucking footballs.
You go to your friend who's a big time football. Like, hey, you know, you really love football? Yeah, man, I fucking love. You know, I love football, dude. I say, yo, I got something that'll make your day, man, and make your life. Like, what you talking about, man? Yo.
I'm over my boy house, grab a football, and got a pussy on the front. What the fuck?
You know what's next? For you guys who love pussy hair, we have ones with pussy hair on it.
Oh my God, stop it.
Oh, with no hair.
Well, you know how people... This is just me going to be acting stupid. You know how guys sit around with the football in their hand while they're watching the football game and we toss the football around?
Yes,
can you imagine if you got tossed that football?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, oh, my God, I need some clear... I need something for hand sanitizer and I'm leaving right now.
Can you imagine that shit?
Oh, no.
That shit? If it was like an actual big
but
size.
But you know what? I'm not mad as Ms. V. Ms. V is an entrepreneur on the highest degree.
Exactly.
And that motherfucker probably selling his ass off. It's probably selling its ass off, Ms. V. Do your thing, girl. Sell them goddamn fuckable footballs.
This is the greatest ever. is the greatest thing
this
ever.
This is the best show ever. I have seen a fuckable football. I thought I seen everything in my 40-something years of life. So I just saw a fuckable football with a pussy and an ass on it. I'm done.
That's right. It does have that, too. That's right.
Yes, I'm looking at it right now. I got a pussy
right.
in the front and the ass in the back. I'm just done. I'm over it.
I've seen it all. I'm going to use a shotgun play on this.
At least you know I'm an entrepreneur, okay?
Oh, hell yeah.
Baby,
I never questioned
baby
that.
Girl,
never
you are a true entrepreneur. Goddamn, you put the goddamn the shotgun for real. I'm over it, bruh. I'm just done. I'm so done.
This is the greatest show ever we ever did.
Goddamn it, some chick gonna buy her husband the gift that keep on giving for Christmas. The fuckable football. He gonna pay me off stuff.
Oh, baby, you really love me.
When you don't want to give it up at night, give him the NFL all night long.
when a couple gets mad, whatever, because like the woman doesn't like that he's watching football and neglecting her, and you know the woman goes, "Well, fuck you and your football." Well, that's what I'm gonna do.
I'm about to fuck my
Thank
football
you
right now.
I was waiting for you to say that.
As long as he don't say the football tighter than you, then you're going to go on and try to divorce him late night.
When they say fuck football, now you got to think about what they're really saying.
Yeah, they really fucking the football, for real.
Yeah, oh, my God, that's a real diehard football fan, period. Not just NFL, but just football, period. Damn.
My thing is this. I would love to be a fly on the wall when you come in there and your wife asks you, "Why you always sit here butt naked with the football? Watching ESPN?" I just like watching ESPN like this, baby. What the hell?
I noticed you like to watch NFL primetime a lot with your pants down. Why is that?
Oh, my God. I am so over you all now. I'm done. I've been gone for almost a month, and we come back to the fuckable football, okay.
Hey, listen, man, did you laugh?
Hell yeah.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You maybe gave me a headache. I laughed so hard over there.
Yeah,
I just texted my brother this. This is the Christmas gift I'm going to give you. Keep on giving.
So this is no lie. What I'm texting you right now, this ain't a meme. This is a real thing.
This is a real thing. I'm going to show you where you can buy one at right now from this toy lady. He got a football to give you the best you ever had.
And don't say no. Does not say no.
Does not say no. You throw on some drink at night, girl, you might ever do your football.
And you know what you do? And you know what you do?
Put that highlight bling on from Drake. Call me on the cell phone.
Call me on the cell.
Put that highlight on my Drake. Call me on the football when you need my love.
No, fuck that. You get that football. You get that football. You play that intro we play every week. Give me that. Give me that. Where is that song?
That
I want to play it right
receiver.
Now.
I actually got the first song on there. It's at the very bottom, wide receiver.
Okay, wait.
It's a wide receiver. I'm good. I'm so over it. I can't
perfect.
Play no more.
Perfect. It'd be like this. Yo, open your gift. What is it? You know. You know, the gift wrap. Oh my God, you remember me? I got my football. Oh my God, my special football. I can't wait to play. I can't wait to use this. Let's go and use it.
And I know who I can
use this football right now. Get out of the house, baby. I'm going to play this right now. Hold on. Hold on.
I know
who
I can get this door. What's that?
Bye. I'm finished.
Oh,
that
I
was great.
Take it no more.
Thank you, baby, so much.
And for those late nights, and for our people who are of the turns of life, you get Michael Sam to do the wide receiver part.
Oh my God! Hey. Leonard did not go there.
Yes, I did it. Y'all make me laugh so hard.
Give me that. What makes that song perfect is that it's perfect for that football.
Oh my
give me that.
Why? You can have Michael Sam and Dorsey and have Sam Smith sing.
I got a headache. Oh my God.
Yes, I said it. Cobra Commander said it. Oh my God!
You can't say nothing, goddamn.
I can't take it. Y'all got me crying over here. I can't take it.
That's because you didn't believe I really had it.
No, I did not. I'm like, I can't conceive that in my mind, but it's right here. All my listeners, go to Twitter.
Let me throw my best voiceover, my best voiceover voice. Everybody, go to thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com to purchase.
When your lady at night won't receive, they got a wide receiver.
We have a wide receiver literally here for you on thetoylady.com.
I can't breathe.
This has been a Choking Jerk After Dark Radio.
And if you
thank
need
you
to get
for
the
your
move,
support.
We got penetration problems.
Hey,
oh my God,
let you know, Halloween's just around the corner. Trick or treat.
For that wide receiver in your life. Oh my God. Christmas coming soon.
It's perfect.
The gift to keep on. Ms. V, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
You made my motherfucking night. You made my night tonight, girl. Oh my God. I can't take it. Ms. V had done me in for the night. I can't take it.
That's why she's the best.
Oh shit, I'm hot. Y'all got this nigga hot. Oh, God.
Yeah, I got
it. I am the queen.
Yes, you do.
Hey.
God damn it. Oh, my God. I can't. I'm steady. Ms. V, I am not lying. I'm steady sending emails to my homies right now.
you think you motherfuckers seen it all? Been it all? Well, I guess again.
For the NFL player and you. This is what I'm typing to her. I'm sending the picture and I'm sending the well, yeah, you get it from, and I type this. This is what I'm exactly typing to all. I'm mass typing this email. I said, for the late nights when your woman say no and you want the true NFL experience.
Oh my God.
We got two.
You can get this ball that'll satisfy you all your NFL satisfaction. You can go deep and deeper into your football experience.
We got two types of these footballs, wide receiver and tight end. Actually,
see,
the one side that's the pussy is the wide receiver. The back is the tight end.
Tight end. Oh, I'm typing that
now.
I'm typing this. Hold up. Shut up. I'm typing this right now. I'm going to do it. The front end is wide receiver. The back end is tight end. Whatever makes your NFL experience grand, get yours today. And shit. I just did that to 25 of my friends, man. They're going to cuss me out, but it's funny to me.
They're going to be like, this can't be real.
They're going to email me back like, this can't be real. I'm like, oh, nigga, it's real. And I put your website where they can go see if it is real.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. I'm driving some traffic to your site tonight, girl. I'm serious.
Miss V is going to be on Skype on
Now, here's the funny part, Miss V.
Those went up about 50%.
Miss V, I'm going to tell you this. This is between me and you. There's nobody listening but me and you right now.
Well, I'm here, but okay. Good.
Shut the hell up. But nobody listening but me and you. I sent out like 55 emails. Now, if you get an increase of 20%, then one of these 55 emails bought something. You're going to let me know who bought this so I can patch up. I'm teasing the shit out of these niggas. I'm so scared. So I'm going to tease the hell out of these dudes. So me and you are going to have a conversation. I'm so serious.
Yo, dude, why are you looking at me
oh
like that?
Oh, my God. Because I'm going to be the first one to go with my dude. I'm going to be the first one to go over that dude. I'll be like, if you see a football, don't touch it.
Hey, dude, I have a question. What's your favorite position, tight end or wide receiver? See what his answer.
Oh, my God. You didn't make my night, Miss V. This is the best show fucking ever. I don't care what nobody
says. You have actually seen the fantasy football.
The fantasy day of football. Miss V, I'm going to make my vodka, and I want you to sell my vodka, the penetration vodka. We can do the penetration vodka fantasy football combo.
Wow. That's a good deal.
They do holiday combos with the bottle, and I'm drinking that. That's why I not do a bottle with a dick. I mean, I'm pussy.
Damn right.
And that's not all. If you order within the next 15 minutes, you would get the pussy juice salad dressing. Don't forget.
With your free copy of Choke and Squirt.
Choke and Squirt. Now you can get all this
for $49.99.
You can just get yours.
Hold up.
Now.
Hold up. And if you order the next 15 minutes, we'll throw another fantasy football in for free. You know what I mean?
You
with three easy payments of $59.99.
If you're a fan of a favorite team or player, well, guess what? We got that for you, too.
You know, so bad. The inventory from my distributor to make sure we still had them in stock. There's still some in stock.
Yes. They need to get special balls.
Maybe not after tonight, though.
They need to get special balls. Special balls with different teams on them. If the goddamn Packers fucked you last night,
you can go fuck
the Packers.
What do you call those? Those bullying balls? Or you know what you call that shit? You shove over your ass? You can make them the shape of football.
You heard what I said? You heard what I said, y'all?
Oh, my God.
They should be especially balls. If the Tigers disrupt you last night, you can go fuck the Tigers with your fantasy. Collect all 50. Collect all 50.
So when someone says, fuck your Packers, well, that's exactly what I'm going to do then.
I'm fucking the Packers tonight. If San Francisco beat you by 3, you can make that extra goal tonight. Fuck your San Francisco ball.
Fuck your football, nigga. Fuck your football. Like, fuck your
couch. And for our NBA players, we got your ball coming soon.
A Spalding pussy ball.
Oh, my God.
That's too much, man. I'm about to send you some customers. I'm driving you some customers, baby. You about to make some money.
It was awfully ballsy, okay?
No pun intended.
Awfully ballsy. No pun intended.
Oh, my God.
You really want to go tonight? Get this damn soccer ball.
It's fourth down and long.
If you penetrate it right, it goes, goal!
It's fourth down and long. What would you do?
I'm done. I've had enough of you all.
You know what?
That's cut the shit.
And the whole damn thing is, I'm sitting here checking the damn. I'm actually in my distributor's website right now. And I'm looking to see the only thing they got is the football right now.
Oh, my God. How many footballs you got? No. Wait a minute. How many footballs do they have? And how much are they? Tell me how much they are.
They're $40 a piece. What I charge.
Yes, oh my God. This is going to be my Christmas gift for this year.
I'm thinking football.
Lonely Nights, homie. Here your football is for the Lonely Nights.
Well, I'm out of breath.
You know what? All I can say is that we done had a damn good
I done had enough of you all.
What a show.
And we done went over.
I had enough. But they was fun. I don't even lie. It was the funnest shit I've had in a long time. Thank you all. Y'all have made my damn night.
In all seriousness, we're glad you're back on the show tonight.
Yeah, we're glad you are back, you know. But and I'm glad that we can make you laugh tonight because it's like, okay, he's back. So, internet of fantasy football.
Hey, that made me, that touched my giggle bone, which was cool. I ain't going to leave a lie to you. That made me laugh so I can't laugh no more. Lord have mercy.
Well,
that touched me. That touched me the right way, like they touched them footballs. Woo! No, I'm done, y'all. Y'all didn't kill me tonight.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God, y'all didn't kill me.
And with that perfect segue to say thank you all for listening to this another exciting edition of Asking D Sports. Don't forget next week. Don't forget Miss V. Next week, 13 time on
Tuesday.
It's all about Tech Tech and Moritech with Miss V to play in your students, Dr. Tomato.
Okay, why are you guys breaking up?
I don't know. I hear myself fine. That's fine. That's over. He, I think he's going in the ocean right now.
He's going to take a bath.
He's going to take a bath now. It's time for me to take a bath. I just ordered my football, so I can't wait. Next day delivery. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I need a bath after that discussion.
And also, don't forget next Wednesday for the Big Black Bitch Show with Ms. Vita Toy Lady and Sierra DeVry at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, Eastern Standard Time, with yours truly producing. And next Thursday, we will be back with another exciting edition of Passing Through Sports, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with me, believe it or not, the host, James Acevedo, along with Victoria Lady, and hopefully Cobra. Until
yeah,
then.
We gotta make sure Cobra come off his high because he might be still laughing by next week.
Lord, I'm too much. And don't forget to get y'all footballs.
Don't forget your footballs. They're good trick-or-treat gifts this Halloween, this Saturday.
No, you don't want to get no cheating on football like that.
Well, for those big, you know, for those adults, you know, at the Halloween party, I'm not talking about kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Why Johnny won't come out the room?
He's been there playing football.
Michael Myers approves this football.
Done. Done. Y'all have a good day. I'm so over you all. I'm so over y'all now. I'm done.
Y'all enjoy your weekend. Happy Halloween. Be safe and be stupid. Like I always say when certain of these holidays come up, we'll check y'all next Tuesday night. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Peter Tully and myself on Talk About Sex, Sex, and More Sex here on Beats of the Dark Radio. Bye, everybody. Trick or treat. Bye. Adios.
I'm ordering my damn football right now, damn it.
Ladies and tomatoes, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.